This program is intended for mature audiences only.
Welcome to Sex, Tantra, and Kama Sutra, bringing you the soul of sex. I'm your host, Francesca Gentile, and with me today is Ina Laughing Winds Malekish, who has a master's in psychology. She's a marriage and relationship counselor, a sex counselor, a master hypnotherapist, an ordained metaphysical minister, the author of Improve Your Sex Life and Relationships One Bite at a Time, and a senior teacher in Kwadoshka, of which there are only 15 teachers worldwide. The life force energy of one thing connecting to the life force energy of another thing, and with no blocks, guilt, blame, shame, sexual repression, with no violence that has been done to us in childhood, this energy will flow naturally into states of joy and orgasticness. The male and female basic instinctual differences does not make either of us right or wrong. It means we're different. When I say sex life again, I'm referring to intimacy in all the many expressions. So for us women, it really helps if we can find a lover archetype that helps to arouse us. So there are 8 different lover archetype, lover masks. Well, the fact of the matter is, who we are, if we don't expand, we get kind of boring. And there's nothing worse than being bored with ourselves. And then what about our poor partners? So if we can just be honest, lovemaking and passion have to be cultivated. Welcome, Ina.
Thank you, Francesca.
Now, the reason that I've invited the amazing Ina today is really the Kwadoshka portion of her resume. For those of us who are listening, many of us won't know what Kwadoshka is, and yet it's a form of sacred sexuality. And Ina, would you tell us a little bit about what Kwadoshka is and where it comes from?
Yeah, thank you. I'd be happy to. The full name is Shulukwe Kwadoshka. And Shulukwe means the primordial life force energy, the infinite diversity, abundance of the universe from which everything is created. And Kwadoshka, and we lovingly will call it Kwadoshka, or Q for short, Kwadoshka is the merging of two magical energy fields. And so when that happens, we have synergy. We have that the sum is greater than the parts. And so Shulukwe Kwadoshka comes from ancient teachings of the Mayan and the Toltec, and it has been preserved through thousands of years of oral tradition, known as those who preserved it are known as the Twisted Hairs. And it once was a secret society. The information was handed down from shaman to shaman over the thousands of years, and it was presented as a young boy to my teacher, Uniaska Nantan Akichna Sraika, also known as Thunder Strikes. And he was mandated when he was an adult, to take this body of knowledge, Shulukwe Kwadoshka, and bring it out into the general public, making it palatable for today's audience. And the reason, I think, is very important as to why this beautiful body of knowledge that has been hidden to protect it 25 years ago was mandated to be brought out, is because the elders see the condition of our planet and the importance of us being able to embrace our sacred sexuality, truly understanding that our sexual energy is our life force energy. And through our life force energy, we can have a direct connection to God,
or Great Spirit or Christ or Buddha, whomever your higher power is. And the elder said, we need to reconnect to what is otherwise known as first chakra, or what is, we need to connect to our sacred sexuality to establish ourselves as free thinking, individual, artistically original human beings, and to reclaim our freedom and our right to be sexual. So that was kind of the long version.
That, I mean, that's amazing. Let me just look back at that for a second. So the Kwadoshka is, and the Shilakwai is that it's that life force energy that when they do Carillion photography, when they see that energy field, the colored field around around people, around plants, mm-hmm. we're talking about that life force, that electromagnetic field that everything has. And
that's right.
That these teachers that in this ancient wisdom have something to share with us about how we can use that life force energy, combine it consciously with our sexuality to bring healing or peace or good stuff to the world in some way? Is that?
Yes, except you did what a lot of us do, and that is we separate spirituality, life force energy, and sexuality. So our life force energy, which, as you said, can be seen through the Krillian photography. It can be seen in an aura. You see it when a person's enlightened. It's the halo above their head. Life force energy is what gives us the energy to want to jump up out of bed in the morning and hit the day running, and we're passionate about our careers and our families. That's all sexual energy. That's all spiritual energy. We really cannot separate that. That our sexual energy, our life force energy, and our spiritual energy are actually the same. But we have, in our culture, it has been separated so that to be spiritual and to be sexual become two different states of reality when, in fact, they are not.
Wow. Ina, I think the mind just shatters at that point because it's so common in our culture, in our modern Western culture, to think of them as separate. Like it's right. We almost feel like, of course they're separate. Like one thing is you know, on the left side of the room, and the other thing is, you know, sex is over here, you know, it's only in the bedroom, and over here is the kitchen, and you don't put the two of those together. They don't even belong together. And what you're saying is that they've never been separate.
That's right. And what we need to do is we need to take the word sex or sexual and expand it beyond intercourse. So obviously intercourse is a very powerful expression of our sexuality, especially when we learn through the Kwadoshka that there are five levels of orgastic states and what happens at each of those five levels. But if we simply just look at that, sex is much more than lovemaking and intercourse. Our sexual energy is our relationship to everything, our relationship to other humans, to other animals, to the plant world, the mineral world, the human world, the spirit world. So when we divide it, what we forget is that our sexual energy is more than just jumping into bed and making love.
So, you know, you're not saying that if I expand my sense of sexual energy to include plants and you know, the mineral stones, I'm now going to start boinking, you know, stones or plants. I'm imagining that what you're saying is that it's, you know, that Native American saying of all my relations is that I'm acknowledging that there is a connection, and not only that I need plants to survive, but literally an energy connection that happens with me and the stones, or me and the plants, or me and everything. Is that what we're saying when we say this life force energy, that sexual energy is life force?
Yes, we are connected to everything. There is a meridian, grid lines. We're connected to everything. Now, there's a difference between walking up to a beautiful tree, putting your body or your chakras against the tree, hugging the tree, breathing with the tree, and finding your body go into an orgasm. You're not, as you said it, boinking the tree. You are merging energy, life force energy. You can do the same thing with a boulder. You can do the same thing when you're petting your cat or your dog, that there is a mutual energy connection. And if one is open to it, to allow the energy to flow up through what is called from the native tradition, the fire from within. In the more tantra tradition, it's called the kundalini, to allow the vortex of energy to flow through each of the different wheels, Native American term for chakras, one can actually enter into an orgastic state through breathing. And that orgastic state does not reach a climax like an ejaculation, or what we call an orgasm for women, though women do ejaculate also. But to reach that state means that you can plateau, build. So like a pyramid, you can reach higher and heightened states of orgasticness that is a body-mind-spirit connection that you can experience with everything. It's very respectful, and it actually does not have much to do with erections and genitals and in the physical engagement. It more has to do with the life force energy of one thing connecting to the life force energy of another thing, and with no blocks, guilt, blame, shame, sexual repression, with no violence that has been done to us in childhood, this energy will flow naturally into states of joy and orgasticness.
I would love to talk more about how we do that. I mean, how do we start to shift from this way of being in the world that's very separate, very alone, sometimes very sad for people or angry, into this state of being that you're talking about where we feel communion and connection and joy after we come back from a break and a word from our fabulous sponsors who have been hand-selected for your pleasure. And if you love this show and want to keep supporting it, we encourage you to connect with our sponsors and use the code Tantra. And we'll be right back.
Listen to A Taste of Sex, Life in an Orgasm-Based Community, a weekly online audio program where orgasmic innovators share the intricacies of their practice on personallifemedia.com.
Welcome back to Sex, Tantra, and Kama Sutra. We're talking today with Ina Laughingwinds Malekish, who is the author of Improve Your Sex Life and Relationships One Bite at a Time, a senior teacher in Kwadoshka, which is an ancient teaching of the Mayans and Toltecs with regards to sacred sexuality. And we were just talking about how it's possible to connect to the vitality, the life force energy in everything, really everything, and to have a sense of pleasure and joy and communion and higher levels of that throughout life, throughout our day. And, you know, most of us do not live like that. So
no,
how
we don't.
How do we shift? How do we shift from, you know, just being in our computers and just being in our heads and in our hands to that, to something that's much more connected?
Now I'm going to take it into some very just reality-based challenges of our culture. One of the first ways we do that is we actually need to get in touch with our physical bodies. We need to get in touch with our own passion, our own physical sex drive. If we're not connected to what God or Great Spirit gave us, which is our genitals, which is like a generator, it produces energy, and that energy is what allows us to be vibrant and to live long and healthy. So if we've cut ourselves off from the physical sex drive and just trying to work in the upper chakras and with from the heart, we're going to sadly fail. And so the first thing we need to do is to recognize how connected are we to our own sexual needs, to the frequency of our desire, to the different types of intimacy, and are we get getting taken, do we take care of that, or are we sitting in front of the computer and working till midnight and wondering why we haven't made love with our partner in a month and a half? So the idea of being connected to our spiritual sexual beingness means we have to ground it in the physical body, as Great Spirit created us to have an actual physical sexual need to connect intimately.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there for a second. So let's get even more concrete.
Okay.
Here is, we'll do one scenario for the men and one scenario for the women, and pardon me if this is raging generalizations for our male and female listeners. So let's imagine that there is a someone who spends a lot of time at the computer in their head, and when they even, maybe they even know that they have a strong sex drive, that they love looking at naked women, they love looking at female genitalia. Maybe it even feels easier to go online and, you know, look at pictures of women or watch women, you know, in little videos, mm-hmm. being erotic, and then, you know, be, you know, getting off, mm-hmm. you know, touching their own genitals and while they're watching these pictures, that feels easier than having to maybe go and knock on the bedroom door and try to maybe, it feels like, convince or persuade their partner to have sex when they, and maybe they're confused about what she really even wants, and it can often feel like a lot of work or a failure. How does someone, like literally, so we're talking to them, how can they shift that? What are the steps? Do they start to breathe? Do they,
I'd be happy to answer that. And I actually, that question comes up a lot in my private practice. I work with a lot of mature men. And so if they're going to be sitting in front of the computer and they have enjoyment and it gives them a stimulation, then I prefer to use self-pleasuring rather than the term masturbation. But as they're self-pleasuring, what they want to do is build a good, and the pun is intended, a good head of steam. Then they want to stop. And they want to take 3 or 4 nice breaths with the intent of imaging their penis as a straw, and that they are inhaling and pulling the sexual energy down the penis into the scrotum. They contract the PC muscle as if they've just grabbed onto that energy. They're going to take their fingers right at the base of their penis, and they're going to pull the energy up to the solar plexus. Heart chakra. So the idea is the generator is being stimulated, and then there's a certain amount of energy that's being drained down and up into the body. Then they let themselves get turned on again, build that nice head of steam, and they want to do this 5 times, and preferably it should last about 20 minutes. And if anyone is having difficulties with early ejaculation, this is a technique to help them to gain total control over their ejaculative response. Now, the purpose of this is by building it and pulling that energy up from the first chakra, the sexual energy, up into the heart space, that when they do have the orgasm ejaculation, it's going to bring about a greater sense of satisfaction. It's going to be a deeper soul experience, because it's not just a genital release, it's a full body sensuality. And so that is how I would work with a man. Now, if he, in fact, does want to make love to his partner, rather than making assumptions, what he would need to do is simply be honest and to say, I so miss our lack of intimacy. I so miss not touching your beautiful body. I would love for us to lay down and minimally cuddle and caress each other. And with any luck, it will move into lovemaking. And you don't even have to put that as your goal. You can put intimacy as your goal. And once the two people are comfortable and opening their heart space to each other, and they're not dealing with some anger they had earlier in the day, lovemaking is a natural flow. But either way, in front of the computer or with the partner, slow down. That's the key. Slow down, breathe, pull the energy up, and play with it. The goal is not the ejaculation. Eventually it is. The goal is the passion, and how passionate can you become?
I'm going to just stop and just make sure to clarify a couple things, is that when we talk about chakras, what we mean are these centers of kind of vitality or energy that are up and down the spinal column pretty much. And there, it's the Kodoshka people and the Asian medicine and the East Indian Ayurvedic medicine all have this sense of an energy system in the body as well. You know, we know about blood flow.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And what the other traditions know about is this energy flow, and that the heart chakra is in the middle of the chest in the same, you know, latitude as the heart. The third chakra, the solar plexus, is in the belly, usually about a couple inches below the belly button. And the second chakra, which is that erotic chakra, the life force chakra, the creativity chakra, is a couple inches above the pelvic bone, or right about the pelvic bone.
What from different traditions, oftentimes the chakra is placed in slightly different places. So from the Shulakwe Kwadoshka tradition, the chakras are referred to as wheels. And the first chakra is actually located in the genitals. It's the clitoris for the woman. It's the mons for the man. The second chakra is 2 inches above the hairline. In martial arts, it's your chi, your ki. It's where you ground. The third chakra is the belly button. The fourth is the solar plexus, where the rib cage comes together. The fifth chakra is the throat. The sixth is the third eye and the forehead. The seventh is the top of the head. Now, in this tradition, we have the eighth chakra, which is considered the body. The ninth is the five layers of the luminosity. And the tenth is the halo. We'll call it the halo. It has other names in our tradition, which is about 10 inches above the head. So in the metaphysical, as a minister, I only learned 7 chakra tradition. In the Native American, Shulakwe Kwadoshka, there is the 10 chakra system.
Wow. And how fascinating that there's this difference. And for our listening audience who are just maybe beginning, I'm imagining that one of the things that they can work on, so far we've been dealing with the men, we'll deal with the women in just a moment, is that visioning, using the imagination, using the thoughts to help the energy. Energy follows thought, to help the energy flow up the body. So if they're self-pleasuring and building this sense of arousal, they can really envision that this energy, rather than going out the penis,
yes,
is actually moving up the body. And this,
yes,
will give them a greater sense of pleasure. And then this is something, you know, I'm imagining as you're saying this, that if they're moving this sense of beautiful arousal and life force energy through their body already, that when they go to their partner, it's going to feel warmer, it's going to feel cozier, it's going to feel more connective than if you think of a point, pardon the expression, a point, if everything is mm-hmm. pointed in the penis and you're moving forward from the penis, that might feel a little pushy. And if you're moving forward, you know, coming to your beloved with this energy, this beautiful energy throughout your body, I'm guessing that's going to be very attracting.
Well, it will be. And one of the male and female basic instinctual differences does not make either of us right or wrong. It means we're different. Now I'm talking about level Kwadoshka 2, where we really focus on our male-female differences. And the differences is what allow us to come together beautifully. So from the male perspective, directing his energy through the penis is the most natural, beautiful thing he could possibly imagine. And for a woman, it can be a little bit much. For a man, when we come to him with the soft, the heart, the gentleness, for us it's wonderful, and for him, he's wondering, well, when are we going to get to the sex? So we need to understand that how we approach each other needs to be with mutual benefit and welfare. So when the man has been bringing this energy up into the heart chakra, if he chooses to ejaculate there in front of the computer, he will have energy not only releasing out of his penis, which will be much more satisfying, he can have, and he might have to work at this a few times, he can have energy shooting right out the top of his head, white light. And so I usually advise to be careful, because you could just fly over backwards from a tremendous orgastic charge that is being released from the kundalini or the fire from within. And
I just have this picture of someone falling back off their computer chair.
Exactly. And it has happened. I've had clients share with me, like, I tried to do this in the shower, and I went, oh, my God, no. He said, I almost fell over. And I said, you really should be laying down when you practice this exercise.
What a beautiful expansion for men to really feel this throughout their whole body, and even, like you said, shooting out the top of their head. And I love that you said celebrating the differences in a level two kudoshka of, and this is something that I practice at home, is that I've switched. I used to complain about my beloved having, you know, too strong of a sex drive, and I said, well, what if I celebrated that instead? And so I'm the one that actually initiates the sexuality, and I say, you know, let's go into the bedroom. Let's be naked. Let's start massaging each other. And when I bring more of a directive energy, you know, kind of switch roles almost, and when I bring more of the directive energy, then it helps him to soften. And then he can bring more of that sort of hard energy back to me. And for our women listening, I really would want to encourage them to celebrate the differences, but also take on some of that, the more purposive directive energy, and support your men if you want that, if you want your man to be able to kind of soften more into his heart. And for our men, how can they, it sounds like when they soften into their heart, when they're moving that energy up to their heart, then it will have a tendency to support their beloved to bring forward more of their attracting energy and more of their, you know, a little bit more of their drive energy. Would that be true? Like when we shift polarity, so to speak, that the other person shifts with us?
Yes, that is true. And it's important that, you know, we're in it together. A man is chosen, his spirit, his soul has chosen to be in a man's body, and our spirit and soul have chosen to be in a woman's body. So for the most part, we want to dance in our femininity or in our masculinity, but when we are also the balance, that's what our androgyny is. I have a masculine side, as does a man have a feminine side. So it's very good to play in those different aspects, which allows our sexuality to stay vibrant and alive, rather than becoming a rote pattern of in the bedroom every morning or every night or once a week. By actually changing and being maybe a little more playful or a little more assertive, and this once again brings us back to kudoshka, because we teach what's called the lover's mass, and that there's 8 different lover personas that the soul needs to experience. And in experience it brings a depth to truly who we are and who we can be in our passion with each other. So we don't have to get bored with just being the same way. But if I have my 8 ways and my partner has his 8 ways, 8 times 8 is 64. We have 64 lovers between the two of us.
That is so delicious. When we come back from a break and our word from our sponsors, I would love to talk more about the lover's masks and also to talk a little bit about, you know, kind of the average woman and how we might help her shift and expand her energy of life force and pleasure after we come back from a break and a word from our fabulous sponsors. And always use the code Tantra when you connect with our delicious sponsors. And we'll be back.
Listen to Sex, Love, and Intimacy, a podcast providing weekly audio workshops for your pleasure and connection on personallifemedia.com.
Welcome back to Sex, Tantra, and Kama Sutra with Ina Laughing Winds Malekish. And she is about to tell us about how women can expand their erotic joy and also weave in a little bit about the lover's masks, because I know we only have a few minutes left. So, Ina, go for it.
Thank you. You know, our culture has really done us a disservice in that we think at certain ages, maybe perimenopausal, menopausal, that our sex life dies. Well, for the most part, yes, the hormones can drop, but our state of mind is the greatest sex organ we have. So as women, because we do multiple tasking, we need to have a little more asserted effort to keep our mind on one subject. And so that would be for us to realize the importance of us maintaining our attitude and approach that sexuality, intimacy is sacred. With ourselves, if we're single, with our partners, if we have partners, it matters not what this, our sexual partner is. What matters is that we understand that we need to cultivate. We're the earth, grandmother earth. We need to cultivate the earth so that we have beautiful flowers and fruits and possibilities always. No matter if we're 60, 70, 80, 90 years old, our sex life needs to continue. And so when I say sex life, again, I'm referring to intimacy in all the many expressions. So for us women, it really helps if we can find a lover archetype that helps to arouse us. So there are 8 different lover archetype, lover masks. And in that is everything from the shy curious, and how would you dress to show shy curious? It could be the adventurer explorer. How would you dress to show yourself as a sexual adventurer explorer? It could also be the lusty, passionate. You're going to do a wonderful strip for your partner, even though you don't know how to dance. You don't care. It's not about how good you can dance. It's about that you're willing to play and to step into this. Maybe you want to experience a little bit of being a dominatrix, or a bit of how may I serve you, my lord, my king. And so in that, we don't have to even put a costume on to step into that space, but I find that some form of attire does help us to shift, especially after we've worked all day, we've put the kids to bed, you know, we're working on a major project. We also have to walk away from the computer, go in, take a shower, put on something that makes us feel good, and of course our partners will love whatever we do, but something that we feel sexy and sensual in, and then say, who do I want to be? And so there's a part of us that will feel very inhibited about, am I not enough just with who I am? Well, the fact of the matter is, who we are, if we don't expand, we get kind of boring. And there's nothing worse than being bored with ourselves. And then what about our poor partners? So if we can just be honest, lovemaking and passion have to be cultivated. If you don't water a garden, the garden will dry out and the fruit will die. We need to be cultivated by our partners, and we need to cultivate ourselves, and it is ongoing for our entire life. So rather than see it as something that is work, it becomes play, it becomes dress up, it becomes joyful, it becomes fun. And so my first priority every day is first to know, what are my needs? What are my sexual intimacy, sensual needs? And sometimes it's a bubble bath, and sometimes it's being outside and feeling the sun on my body. If I'm going to the store, I'm going to dress attractively for me, because it is keeping me connected to my sacred life force energy, sexual energy, which is what is going to keep me young of heart and young of spirit, even as I step into aging. I am 59 years old. I am very sexually active with my husband. I am a very sexual, sacred, sensual human being, and we don't have to be afraid that if we show that, someone's going to take advantage of us. We can be women of power and walk in our strength, and to do that, we need to be connected to our sexual life force energy that God, Great Spirit, gave us.
Well, Ina, I just want to thank you so much for joining us, giving us this beautiful window of moving the sexual energy up our and out our whole bodies, and also giving us this perspective of these many roles and archetypes that we can choose. And I just want to check in one thing before we leave, is really either of these can be used male or female, correct? So the women can move the sexual energy up and through and out their bodies, and the men can try on these different masks. Would that be correct?
In the Kudoshka, what we teach is that the lover's masks are for everybody, and the heart-pleasuring exercise of bringing the energy up, when a woman masturbates or self-pleasures, she does the exact same thing. She stops, she pulls the energy up, contracting her PC muscle. These, what I shared with you, though we focused on male and female, are actually taught that we all, men and women, can embrace these things to enhance their intimacy, their personal life, and to just make life more fun.
And if you were to give us a couple resources, either online resources or books or ways to find classes in our area, what would you suggest for us to continue to pursue information on Kwadoshka, information or training on Kwadoshka?
The best way to do it would be to contact my website, which is spiritualsexuality.com. There's an online brochure and testimonials. We have a worldwide calendar that gives the when the Kwadoshka workshops are being taught around the world. There's only 15 of us in the world that are trained. It's a very stringent training process. So those of us who have acquired this really are, each one of us teaches this with the highest level of expertise and integrity, and that's what we're most concerned about, that the integrity of this ancient practice is maintained. So contacting me, Ina, on my spiritual sexuality, or you can go directly to dtmms@dtmms.org, which is the mother organization of the Deer Tribe. dtmms@dtmms.org.
Thank you so much, Ina. And for our listeners, you can get transcripts from this show, also get to Ina's URL, and leave us messages as well and email us at www.personallifemedia.com. Thank you for listening to Sex, Tantra, and Kama Sutra, bringing you the soul of sex.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.